The Dave Ramsey Show. It's about life.
When they were handing out stupid tax and went through the buffet line.
It's about love.
This is the best time for our marriage. It has brought us closer.
It's about the pursuit of piles of cash.
I got $406,000.
It's the show that permanently changes lives.
For the first time in a long time, my husband has hope.
It's about you. Your host, best-selling author, and financial counselor,
Dave Ramsey.
Welcome to the new millennium, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. I'm Dave Ramsey, your host. It is 7.5 minutes after the hour. Our phone numbers are toll-free and nationwide, 888-825-5225. If you'd like to talk about life, love, and the pursuit of piles of cash, we'll be happy to take your questions, comments, and criticisms. The number, 888-825-5225. That's 888-TALK-BACK, TALKBAK. Yes, we know we left off the C. Stands for credit, because, honey, we don't do that around here. Our email address can be found at the website, DaveRamsey.com. Click on Dave's email. Also, DaveRamsey.com is where you go if you'd like to listen to the show. All 3 hours are broadcast live over the web every day. Thousands of you there listening. Thank you. We appreciate you. And the show is archived there as well. And so you can hear it anytime up to about a week later. And lots of other audio clips and things there from our seminars. All free. Go to DaveRamsey.com. Click on the broadcast.com icon and you'll be with us before you know it. All right, let's talk to Jacksonville, Florida to start this segment off. Lee is listening on WJGR Radio. Hey, Lee, welcome to the Dave Ramsey Show.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
Well, I'm debt-free. I only own my house, and I think you're doing a great job. I believe everything you say.
Well, thank you.
My question is, I made a mistake, though. Me and my wife made a mistake in our check ledger, recording the checks and the deposits and all. Somehow, I'm not putting blame on either one of us, but somehow a $1,000 check was not subtracted out of the balance.
Well, that could be a detail.
Exactly. Well, July 19th, checks started hitting the bank that took it below the zero, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get a notice on that until July 29th, 10 days later. In fact, we were walking out the door to go on a little mini vacation that day. I remember that envelope. I just threw it on the table as we walked out the door. So it was that next weekend. I was opening the mail. I'm like, what? What's going on here? So Monday, my wife gets on the phone, calls the bank, finds out, you know, we're in the hole, and we got $700 in charges in bank fees.
Yo!
So, yeah, exactly. Like, one little mistake in your checkbook can cost you.
What do they charge you?
$29 for every check that hit that didn't have sufficient funds. And then on top of that...
So they had, like, 20-something checks under
$1,000? Well, that went under zero. Once the account went under zero, they started hitting me with these charges, and it was like, it was 10 days till I got the notice. So I didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then another 7 days because I was on vacation.
How long have you been banking with this bank?
20 years. But see, they sold branches, so it's been three different banks.
Doesn't matter. It's 20 years.
Right.
Okay.
But,
you've been with this bank for 20 years, and have you had NSFs in the last year at all?
I have perfect credit rating, perfect everything.
Well, I mean,
you've never
bounced
problem.
A check in years and years and years.
Nah.
Okay. What I would do is go sit down with the branch manager.
Okay, well, my wife went up there that next Monday, and they immediately cut $300 off the charges.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife says, listen, why don't we get a notice on this earlier? Why'd you wait 10 days to notify us? And they said, well, they'll email their headquarters, and if that's the case, they didn't send us a notice prior to that one, they'll knock another $100 off. So now... But we haven't heard from them in 2.5 weeks on that.
Well,
I call them back every couple of days, and they still don't know anything.
Well, I think you now do the next meeting and stop in and see the branch manager.
Right, exactly.
And because it would not have – another 100 isn't enough.
Right.
They can take it all off if they want.
Okay.
And with a good customer – have you got money in that bank too?
Well, that's another thing. It started out as one bank, and I had several accounts. But then they sold different branches. They have accounts at different branches. So now I've got accounts at all different banks. And we've been talking about closing out this account for some time anyway.
Okay.
And so that's I don't have too much bargaining power there because I only have this checking account at this particular branch at this bank or at this whole bank. entirely.
Well, I would sit down and talk to the branch manager and just say, listen, if you go back and look, we've been with this branch or whatever name
right.
happened to be over the top of it for many, many years, and you'll find, of course, that we've never done this.
Okay.
This is not a pattern. And you spend a lot of money getting a new customer
right.
in advertising. You know what your per new customer advertising cost is, or at least your superiors know. And I'm just going to tell you, this was our mistake. We're admitting that, and we appreciate what you've done so far. But we have an expectation that you do away with the majority of these fees.
Right.
Just as a negotiation. I mean, if they don't, you owe it. You got to
right.
do it.
Right. There's nothing I can do.
But you certainly won't get them knocked off if you don't ask for them.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. They paid all the checks except for two.
That's good.
And I got a notice from Telecheck on two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there were the small checks, too, $17.89. I got to pay. They slapped a $25 return fee check on that, so
mm-hmm.
I owe them for that. And then the other one, same thing. So another $50 in fees there. I guess there's no way out of that either. I just
well, you won't get
that.
Out of it with Telecheck unless right. you contact the original merchant and the merchant agrees to work with you.
Oh, really?
But Telecheck won't, and I doubt they will. It's probably a large organization just dumps them all to Telecheck.
So if I go to the original, it was a department store in the mall.
I doubt it.
But it's too late for that now, isn't it?
I doubt you're going to win that one. You're okay. probably going to write those checks, or so to speak.
Okay.
Lee, be good, man.
All right, appreciate it.
Up next is Louisville, Kentucky, WKY listener David. Hey, David, welcome to the Dave Ramsey Show.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Better than I deserve, sir. How are you?
Not so well today, but I want to first say I love my wife very much.
Okay.
But we had a big fight this weekend over money.
Okay.
And I'm a bit tore up over it.
Okay.
I'm still mad at her, but then I feel guilty for some things. But it's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is she wants to go part-time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wants to be home with the kids more.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'm more the practical person here as far as I do all the budgeting. And I try to get her input, but she never wants to help because she says she doesn't have the time for it and all that kind of stuff. So I try to involve her,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't want to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of this fight, I gave in to her and I said, you know, if we can find a way to budget our money so that you can stay home, you know, at least part-time with the kids, I'll go ahead and do that. So now I'm left with these questions in my mind as to how do I do this? Like, what is the average person spending per month on, like, going out to eat and groceries and things like that? I want to try to do my budget the right way and set it up, and I'm just not sure what these figures should be.
Well, honey, the only way you're going to get to come home and be part-time is if you participate in this budget process.
But I can't get her to me. She,
no, listen,
for one thing,
the only way you're going to get to come home and be part-time is to participate in this budgeting process, because part of your job as being home full-time or part-time is going to be home economist. So you got to know what's up with this money. This is not a child. This is a wife. Okay?
I understand that, but she's acting like a child right now.
I can tell.
But in all honesty, she's depressed right now for other reasons besides just this, and she's not thinking clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's my responsibility to kind of carry her through this.
And you're going to tell me that her being part-time is going to solve her depression. Bull.
No, I know it's not going to.
Okay.
I'm afraid it'll be something else this time
That's
next.
That's exactly right. So we got to get to the root of it, and we've got to dig it out here. Now, this is the time that you have the strength to be gentle. But the strength also means we're going to do what's right for the family long term, and that means doing what's right for her and for you. She has to be involved in the budgeting process, or the next fight will be when she wants to come home full time, and I want her to be a full-time mommy if that's what she wants to be. I'm in for that big time. My wife is a full-time mommy. I love that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the only way that works is if she realizes what we are going to have to give up to make that happen and is in agreement for that. Because
yeah.
if I come home to be a full-time mommy, but I want to go out to eat four nights a week, this thing doesn't match unless Daddy makes six figures.
And I don't.
Okay. So, I mean, you see what I'm saying? If she's not, doesn't have the reality of the math plugged in, then when she comes home, you're going to have other messes that you guys aren't, you're going to create a nightmare.
I mean, how would you approach the situation? And I've already told her I'll let her work part-time if we can work it out.
Well, the way we're going to work it out is we're going to work it out together. It's the only way that it will work out for you to be part-time is that you help with this budgeting process and you take responsibility with me for the management of the household finances. That's the only way part-time works, honey.
You're listening to The Dave Ramsey Show.